Welcome to the podcast, and I am Enki. A lot has occurred since last season, but long leaps in time are needed to convey the story to you, our precious listeners. The ancient aliens theory can actually be more than just a theory. Join me and all the cast of early human creation on a unique sci-fi audio drama that will reveal the alternative history of mankind. Each episode contains a heavily researched and carefully produced sound experience turned into an awesome narrative podcast. Visit enki.show today. Hope you enjoy today's episode and feel it as we once felt it eons ago.
This is Enki, Tales from the Past. This audio drama is authored, edited, and produced by Mario Portella.
My beloved Ninky, where have you gone? When you disappeared during the evacuation, it tore my heart asunder. I expected to find you waiting when I emerged from underground, but you were nowhere to be seen. At first, I was crazed with worry. I tore the continent apart, searching every nook and cranny, interrogating everyone repeatedly, refusing to accept you were just gone. After years of fruitless hunting, hopelessness threatened to swallow me whole. The not knowing was a knife twisting in my gut each day. Inanna tried her best to console me during those dark times, but she had her own grief over Dumuzi's loss. I could not burden her further with my misery. Only work could distract me from the ceaseless pain. And so I threw myself into tending the recovery, using every ounce of focus to guide our ravaged civilization back from the brink. As I pace my chambers, barely able to contain the tempest of emotions within. Could my beloved Ninky truly be calling to me from beyond my own mind? I dare not let hope take root, yet I cannot deny the persistent tugging in my spirit.
Be cautious, Father.
Inanna urges, her fair face etched with concern.
We all ache for Mom's return. Heck, this could even be my rat uncle. Father, take care this vision is not some mambo-jambo deception meant to catch you.
I sigh heavily, the weight of uncertainty bearing down on my weary shoulders. Wisely spoken, child. But the soul perceives what the mind cannot grasp. I must seek out the source of this summoning, even if it kills me.
Don't you dare die on me, Father. Even in my darkest moments, I feel your hand guiding me.
You give me more credit than I deserve, child. I have yet so much more to learn. But to learn and live with this weight, it's too much to carry.
You need Mom? Do you really think she's alive and kicking minds around?
My heart says yes, though my mind rebels. I must seek the truth of this vision.
Let me come with you. Whatever answers lie out there, we should find them together.
No, my daughter. Your place is here, leading our people through this turmoil.
But Father...
Trust in me, as I trust in you. I will return, and we shall share in the truth we uncover. Marduk stepped forward, his brow furrowed with worry.
Father, I do not doubt the truth of your vision, but allow me to go with you on this journey. The way is perilous and unknown.
Your concern warms my heart, but this is my path to walk alone. Stay and lead our people should I fail to return. Protect Inanna. Marduk protested with a clear sneer, but quickly gave his hand to Inanna, which brought me joy and relief. Trust in me, my son. The answers I seek lie beyond the horizon, beyond me, but your destinies remain here. Protect our legacy, both of you.
I don't like this. I tell you, Father, not even a bit. But I know better than to argue with you once your mind is set.
Indeed.
Come back to me safely, Father. Please.
I swear to you, I shall. As I was boarding my ship, gentle Nanaya approached, her soothing presence calming the turmoil within me.
Go to her, O Father Enki,
she murmurs.
Have faith in love's endurance. It shall light your way through the darkness.
I embraced her, strengthened by her grace. Bless you, dear one. Your words grant me courage.
She awaits you even now. I know she does. Follow where your spirit leads, O Father Enki.
Bolstered by Nanaya's faith, I make ready to voyage across the planet. I come, my love. My sleek ship glides effortlessly through the skies of Kai as I follow the gentle tug in my spirit that promises to reunite me with my lost love. Lead me to your side, Ninki, I whisper into the void, for I am but half a being without you near. I fly on in contemplative silence, letting intuition guide my course over lush forests and shimmering seas. Then the horizon opens into a big blue ocean. I know I've been there before, and it was a vast ocean with no islands. The landscape slides peacefully by below until a glint of light catches my eye on the horizon. In the middle of the ocean, I steer towards it, my breath catching as an immense circular structure rises from the sparkling ocean into view. It is a colossal floating city, its concentric rings of buildings radiating out from a central dome that pulses with ethereal light. Sweeping bridges connect the rings, along which move vehicles of a technology I have never glimpsed before. The entire massive complex, easily 10 times the size of beloved Nibiru's capital, seems to be crafted from metal, glass, and a smooth material that flows and ripples like silk. It is a glorious vision. I am transfixed by this impossible metropolis hanging weightless above the waves. Who could have engineered such a technological marvel? As I circle slowly above, searching for a place to land, a warm, familiar energy brushes my mind, confirmation that my quest is at its end.
Enki, are you there?
He is. He shouldn't.
Ninki!
I have been searching you, my love.
She sure did, but she should not.
I was now sure I was to reunite with her. Questions and wonder swirl within me, but above all, my spirit soars at the promise of our reunion. By some grace, I have found my love beyond all hope, and soon we will be together once more. though how and why she comes to be in this place remains shrouded in mystery for now. I descend towards the alien city, towards the destiny that has drawn us across my own mind to each other again.
Love is a wondrous emotion, but is this safe?
It is not safe, it is a liability.
Our fates intertwined under unlikely conditions in a realm beyond imagination. Together we shall find answers, but this moment is for joy alone. I am here, my love, I call out through the cosmos. We are one again.
No, you are not.
Are you?
This is Enki, Tales from the Past. This audio drama is authored, edited, and produced by Mario Portella.